in the headlines. The BUT says it's working with the Ministry of Education to address violence in schools following serious incidents involving students this week. School closed at Parkinson Memorial Secondary School. SAFE Foundation wants police to implement stricter measures to address domestic violence. The entertainment sector outlines the issues they want addressed in the upcoming budget. Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. On the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group, I am Ronald Clark. Recent violent incidents among school children have sparked much concern among educators, prompting an emergency meeting between ministry officials, unions, and other stakeholders to address the matter. The meeting, which was held last evening, follows two incidents at separate schools which resulted in two students being hospitalized. The first on Monday, where a student was reportedly stabbed after being chased by other students. A day later, a student suffered head injuries after trying to intervene in an apparent case of bullying. President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, says several solutions came out of the meeting and the union will continue to play its role to mitigate violence in schools.
The Barbados Union of Teachers attended an online meeting with the Ministry of Education and other stakeholders to discuss the issue of violence in schools. The meeting lasted for about 2 hours. It was cordial. Several things were discussed. Several solutions were posited, but the Ministry of Education will supply those solutions at some point in time. The Barbados Union of Teachers has pledged to continue to work with the Ministry of Education and other stakeholders to address the issue of violence in schools. We are also appealing to Barbados and every Barbadian to lend assistance in addressing this issue.
President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell. Meantime, the Ministry of Education says there will be no classes for students at Parkinson Memorial School today. A statement from the ministry said the closure is to facilitate several meetings scheduled with the school staff. It advises regular classes will resume on Monday, March 18th. There is an urgent need for police to take a stronger stance against domestic violence. This, according to the chairman and founder of the Service Alliance for Violent Encounters, SAVE Foundation, Liesl Daisley. Her comments follow the announcement by Police Commissioner Richard Boyce that there has been a significant rise in reported cases of domestic violence. Ms. Daisley believes perpetrators are getting off too easily and the authorities should put stricter measures in place.
Obviously, it's very sad to know that there is a significant increase in domestic abuse in Barbados. This is something that, you know, SAFE Foundation has been trying to mitigate over the years by raising awareness and educating persons as to the dangers of domestic abuse. What we would like, however, is more police involvement, more action when it comes to dealing with perpetrators of abuse. Sometimes it seems like a blind eye is turned or they just get a slap on the wrist, but we would like to see more serious actions taken to reduce the incident of domestic abuse in Barbados.
Ms. Daisley confirmed more women have approached the foundation seeking assistance and urged victims of abuse not to wait too late to seek help.
We need to come forward early to break the cycle, basically, because domestic abuse is a cycle and it is sometimes it's passed down from one generation to another because children in some cases grow up in a home where they see it and then they too grow up to be either perpetrators or victims of abuse because it's the behavior that they learned. So my advice to anyone, whether male or female, that is experiencing abuse would be to get help early before it becomes too late, whether it is a fatality or before, you know, there's serious bodily harm.
Chairman and founder of the SAVE Foundation, Liesl Daisley. The entertainment sector has joined other sectors in outlining a number of issues they want addressed in the budget on Monday. President of the Entertainment Association of Barbados, Rudy Maloney, says he wants the withholding tax reduced for officials in the sector.
Also things like withholding tax, they reduced. VAT is one of these things that, you know, everything that the entertainment industry do, we pay back on all the services, and sometimes it feels like double taxation. So we just want the same duties, et cetera, that the hotel industry is being offered. We would like that to be offered for, to the entertainment sector. You know, we pay 25% withholding tax, and in the contract, the event producer is the one who has to take up that responsibility. So we would like that to be reduced.
Mr. Maloney is also calling for the regulation of the Copyright Society of Composers, Authors and Publishers Incorporated, COSCAP.
We also would like COSCAP to be regulated so that there's a standard throughout and that, you know, we don't have to pay 8%. If you look in the Caribbean, COSCAP is the highest rate in the Caribbean. We are the only people that have to pay 8% of ticket sales, etc. So there are things that we need regulated and we need the government to look at this time.
President of the Entertainment Association of Barbados, Rudy Maloney. Pig farmers are hoping to meet with the management of a major supermarket chain to ensure that a change in buying arrangements does not have an adverse effect on the industry. The Barbados Agricultural Society last week expressed frustration that the supermarket chain has opted to buy pork from a large wholesaler rather than directly from pig farmers. The farmers met on Saturday to further discuss the matter. Chief Executive Officer of the BAS, James Paul, says farmers want to be assured that they will not be disadvantaged.
But one of the other things too that certainly that they wanted to do is assure themselves that somehow the local pork farmers will not be disadvantaged when it comes to the whole question of purchasing pork. What we conclude, and we need to have a discussion with the other players, and that includes, of course, Massey and Sunday, if they will permit a discussion, and to make sure that somehow the interests of the pig farmers are not being compromised. That we do not have a situation where imported pork, for instance, is coming into the island, then what you see that local pork is being replaced. We did examine, for instance, the number of pigs processed by Southern Meats and pork over the last 5 years, and we have noted that there has been a reduction.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. Meantime, farmers are being optimistic as the country is under drought watch for the next couple of months. The Barbados Meteorology Services had cautioned farmers, especially those in coastal areas, to plan accordingly for the months ahead, as vegetation may not thrive under these conditions. Farmer Wayne Clark explains the financial strain the lack of water could have on farmers.
A couple of years before, you had no way of getting water. So once you got to March, you had no ability to plant anything until June. And the effect of that is if you can't plant until June, anything you plant in June takes 6 weeks to 12 weeks to get something out of the ground. So that means that you don't have any sales until September. So you then have to start selling in September. So if you have no income to March or September, you know, you have to rely to make enough money from September to February, right? So it does strain a farmer's cash flow when he doesn't have water to be able to irrigate with.
Farmer Wayne Clark. Meantime, home gardener Martin Jackman says this could result in an increase in price for produce.
I have a system in which I catch water from the roof of my house. And with the absence of the rain, there's no way in which I can catch water. So that would be impacting on us in that we will have to utilize water coming from the government water system. And I think that last year there were some restrictions on that made by the government. Definitely for me, just like last year, I will have to scale down some of the production I'll be doing. It wouldn't impact the price because you have to be able to cover that money in which you're going to be losing in terms of being able to produce the product. You have to spend more money on water. So I expect that produce will go up because the cost of production will go up.
Home gardener Martin Jackman. In Suriname, the Office of the Attorney General has requested a preliminary investigation into a potential corruption case against the country's president and two of his ministers, including the finance minister. This follows reports the government allegedly paid an estimated $7.5 million US dollars to a local company using false documents. Top stories. The BUT says it's working with the Ministry of Education to address violence in schools following serious incidents involving students this week. School closed at Parkinson Memorial School, and the Safe Foundation wants police to implement stricter measures to address domestic violence. A reminder, don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning.